Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to talk about something that I've mentioned it over the last few months, but I really wanted to sort of dig a little deeper into something that's helped me a lot, and it's helped me more than I probably actually realized, but it's helping me in more ways than what I originally thought it would. And that is when I took that financial planning class, or, you know, saving, investing, paying off debt, investing in your future through money or ways that you use your money. And this was the Dave Ramsey financial class. It was, I think, technically a 10-week class, but I missed the first week and I missed the last week. And he has he has a very specific method of how to do things. Like, he has these baby steps that he goes through. But I wanted to point out that, that was it was the end of October was the last time I went to one of the classes. And I missed the last class, but it was right around Halloween, the classes ended. And I actually have been putting things into motion, but I wanted to stress that it's helped me in more ways than one, and ways I didn't think. So one of those ways is it's really helped me want to live a healthier lifestyle. And part of that is just quitting alcohol, preferably forever, because when you have PTSD, you really shouldn't drink anyway. My counselor told me that whenever it was the same woman who diagnosed my PTSD, because drinking... I mean, alcohol is technically a drug, so, you know, anytime you're using drugs, they affect your reasoning, you know, your behavior, your judgment. And if you already have PTSD, or you have extreme sensitivities like PTSD, complex PTSD, you don't really want to dump a drug on that, because, like I said, it could just lead to violence, it could lead to all kinds of things. But anyway, my point is, this financial class really helped me not want to waste my money on alcohol. It makes me want to put that money in a better place. And this coming Friday, I'm trying to take better care of myself on a more regular basis. So I guess you could say that's part of what you could consider a New Year's resolution. And I have the belief that if you start your New Year's resolution a few weeks after the new year, or a few weeks before the new year actually starts, I think they have a better success rate. And that's just me. That's just my own experience. Because a few years ago, I did the body work, or the weight training, and I started that a few weeks before Christmas, or a few weeks before the new year. And I stuck with it, and I still do it. Like, I still do those weight training, like squats and chest press and everything. And I recently, like I said, started doing yoga again to help my back. But this Friday, I'm getting a B vitamin IV drip. So it's like if you go to the hospital and they put an IV in you and they give you fluids, that's what this is. So my doctor does these. A lot of doctors don't do IV drips. He just happens to do it. And he actually happens to be a bodybuilder too. But I'm getting my B vitamin drip, and then later that day I'm getting my massage. I haven't had a massage in a while, and I really need one. I can tell my back is bothering me, my hips, my lower legs, so I'm looking forward to that. And that's really the start of my new year, is going to be this Friday. So the day I start taking better care of myself, that B vitamin, by the way, really helps my nervous system. And I've had Bell's palsy twice, and I have like twitching sometimes around my eyes, like my eyelids, and that's a sign of stress. And B vitamin, since it's an IV drip, it goes right to your bloodstream, and I sleep like a baby. Every time I've had a B vitamin drip from him, I just sleep. And I think it's because the B vitamin is helping my nerves calm down, and it's just helping everything. It's helping my nerves not be so stressed out. It's assisting them. And so, like I said, this Friday is the beginning of my new year. And I'm just spending my money in better ways. So that's, I'm actually going to write Dave Ramsey a letter. And I might even call into his radio show. He's got a radio show. I was following him on YouTube for a little bit, but they post so many videos, I get a little overwhelmed with that. I prefer someone to post a video like, you know, every 2 days or, you know, once a week or something, but not like so frequently. I mean, that's kind of how I do my podcast. Sometimes I skip a few days because, like, if I was you, I wouldn't have all the time in the world to listen to Ben's Complex PTSD podcast all the time. So I don't do it all the time. You know, sometimes I've even taken longer breaks, but that was just due to other reasons. But some of the things that he does in his baby steps, I'll just give you kind of a glimpse as to what he kind of, his order of operations. His first baby step, Dave Ramsey's, is to save $1,000. And that should always be in your emergency fund for whatever life is going to toss at you. And then his next step is paying off your debt. And, you know, paying off your debt can take a really long time. But if you, and he's talking about all of your debt, you know, credit cards. My biggest debt is credit cards. You know, I have several thousand dollars worth of credit card debt, because I've just been bad with it. I've been impulsive with it. And I've said before on this podcast, a lot of that is like self-sabotage, in my opinion, I think that. But, like his baby step number three is after you've saved $1,000 and then paid off your debt, then you save 3 to 6 months worth of your expenses. And so he has a certain order here, and then he blends the next step sort of together. It's like starting to invest, building your wealth. You know, if you're going to have a home or kids, you're in a different sort of bracket, on what you should be doing and when you should be doing it. So it's a nice way of organizing it. And I printed all of this out because we had like workbooks and we were supposed to print everything during classes, and they put you into groups. So like I was in a group with like other single men, and you know, it was just interesting to hear what people struggle with. You know, and Ramsey has very specific things that he thinks, and I don't agree with everything that he recommended. But a lot of it I did. And I just noticed that the after effect, which is now, so, you know, it's been like 2 months or something since I took the class, and I did invest in health insurance. I didn't have any for a long time. I go back and forth with health insurance. I've struggled with that ever since I was a young adult. Sometimes I have it, sometimes I don't. Sometimes a job has it for me. Sometimes, you know, I'll leave and go to a different job and then it won't have it. But I actually got my own independent health insurance, and he explains like the type of health insurance to get. You know, he's like, health insurance is for emergencies. So you don't necessarily, and I hope I'm saying this right, you don't necessarily need one that is like super amazing, and that actually costs more per month. I think what he recommended was have a small monthly amount that you put into it, and it's just there for an emergency. You know, it's, you know, most people, I can't quite remember how he worded it now, but that was sort of the gist that I got from it. So that's what I did. I got a cheaper health insurance, but at least I have something. And so I did that. You know, I literally put it in motion, and I have paid off a lot of the debts I did have. And just stopping, you know, drinking is another big one. But like I said, this Friday, I'm putting money towards, you know, a B vitamin drip. It costs like $125. And then I'm getting a massage, and that's going to cost me like, I usually get a half hour, but my therapist does 45 minutes on me. And his half hour, I think, is 50. So I usually leave a $15 tip. So it's like $65. But see, these are things that are good for me. These are things that are really going to help me. Although Ramsey does actually recommend, you know, cut away at your luxuries, like eating out and things like that. And that's probably an area I could cut back on as well, although I don't want to. But you know, I did buy some canned food the other day, lima beans, peas, and carrots, and yams, and the yams, or not the yams, but I bought canned beets. And by the way, canned beets are gross, so I'm definitely going to buy pickled beets that are in a jar, because they're way better. But I have been, you know, doing things to save money, and groceries is a huge one for me. That's a big one. You know, I tend to like cereal, because cereal is easy, but cereal or soup. But, you know, there's all types of ways that you can buy groceries and obviously make good food. I mean, I've cooked before, so I know that. But there's just a lot of things that I got from this class that I don't think I would necessarily be doing or seeing things through the lens of this class. And, you know, now I think starting probably in April, because I still have to get some things done on my car. I have 3 more things to get done on my car that are quite expensive. I think in total, they'll cost like $2,000. And I have them scheduled already, so I actually spend the money on that, and I don't spend it somewhere else. But the, you know, once April rolls around, I'm really going to start hitting my credit cards down. Like, I'm really going to start knocking them and really paying them off. Because it's just been ridiculous to just leave that hanging there where the interest rate grows on it. But the class really helped. So I'm basically promoting this class in this episode. It's a Dave Ramsey financial course is what I call it. I can't remember if it had a different name, but my first page just says baby step and budgeting. But that's just the first point. But like I said, I highly recommend it. It was about 10 weeks, and you can watch his stuff on YouTube. Like I said, they do videos all the time. And yeah, it's just good to be changing my life in a better way. And it's all rooted in money, and it's rooted in what I learned in this financial class. Like, I just, there was a lot of things, I guess I didn't think it would influence me as much as it has. And it really is about taking baby steps, because if I was trying to rush all of this, it would all just collapse. Like, I would be too stressed out and I would just give up. But I really am taking it really slow. And a lot of it just has to do with the fact that I had expenses in November and December, like my massage license, I had to renew that, and that cost money. The continuing education classes cost money. My new driver's license cost a lot less money than I thought it would. My new driver's license was only $30. I thought it was going to be like 100 something. I don't know why I thought that. But I got that done. There's just a lot of little things that I finally got done. Getting my car initially worked on, which costs, you know, enough money. I think it was like almost $700 or $600 for the main things I had to get done. But now that a lot of that's over, you know, I can focus on taking better care of myself, celebrating this new year, which I'm going to start on Friday. And like I said, in February, it'll be my 41st birthday. And Jerry Seinfeld is going to be here in my city. And I bought my ticket like months ago. So, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm celebrating because I really like Jerry Seinfeld. I really like observational humor, and he just always makes me laugh. I guess he makes millions of people laugh. It's really important to do something good for yourself. But I really just wanted to stress this class and just show that it's actually helping me, and it takes time, but I'm glad I have health insurance now. You know, I'm glad that I have like a guide for how to handle my money better based on who I am, based on how I live, based on the fact I don't own a home. You know, I don't ever plan to have kids to have a college fund for, you know, it's very specific things. Also just a plan on how to invest and like where to invest, like types of things to invest in. You know, I didn't know really much of any of that before. So it's interesting. But I just wanted to, again, just share that all the different ways that this is sort of helping me. And the next thing I'm going to do, and I might do these things simultaneously as I'm paying down. So I'm doing it differently than he's actually recommending. I'm going to pay down my credit cards while saving for a 3 to 6 months supply of money and saving up for a new car. And it'll be a used car. I won't buy a brand new car. That's one thing he stressed a lot, was never buy a brand new car and never have a car payment. He believed in never having a car payment. So that's what I'm going to try to do, is save up for a used car and pay down credit cards while also saving a 3 to 6 month supply. See, he says to pay off all debt first, and he's probably right. I just, for me and my own comfort level, I'm going to do all these at the same time, because he says to pay off debt first and then save 3 to 6 months and then, you know, save for used car or whatever you're going to do. But, and I can see why he says that, because you don't want that interest to grow. But this is something, you know, I've struggled, and I do think it's related to my complex PTSD, the self-sabotage type stuff. Self-sabotage is really nasty. It's just so destructive. And that's what I was doing. I was destructive spending. I was spending too much. It was stress spending is what it was. You know, going out to eat, going to movies, blowing money on alcohol just to pass the time. I mean, that is all just destructive spending. And, you know, a lot of times it was hopelessness or thoughts of wanting to hurt myself. And if you've ever struggled with that, you know how erratic you can be when you're in that state. And, you know, why would you save money if you're thinking of, you know, hurting yourself? Like, and, you know, I'm talking about the S word here, but, you know, if you're, I've struggled with that, I would say at least 20,000 times. Like, and I'm not exaggerating. Like, I've thought about hurting myself like 20,000 times. Like, from the time I was 14 until, you know, this year. Like, I still think about it occasionally. And, you know, why would anybody save money if they're not going to be here anymore? You know, that's very impulsive and destructive. But I don't know. I was recently watching a YouTube video that profiler Pat Brown did, and it was about Kurt Cobain. And I never realized how much he struggled with the same feelings, constantly wanting to like hurt himself. And I guess he tried it several times, if I'm not mistaken. But he definitely wrote about it. Like, he wrote letters, and he just really struggled with substance abuse. And she's a profiler, so she was trying to demystify or de-riddle, you know, did he do it or did someone do it to him? And I haven't finished watching the video, so I don't know what she thinks yet. But she makes really good points that are based on facts on people's behavior. She studies behavior. But anyway, I just kind of thought about that for the second, because he had a lot of those same thoughts. And that's probably why so many people related to him. One thing I think is interesting about him, and I'm rambling here, but I like that his style and his clothing and just his image was very simplistic and relatable. Like, if you saw him at the grocery store or in high school in the hallway, he just looks like someone you would see. Like, he looks normal. And so many big music stars or pop stars, they have, I don't know, maybe it's the type of music he did, but I don't get that with a lot of other musicians. They look very animated to me, or, you know, cartoonish, and he didn't look that way. I grew up listening to him, like, in the 90s, because he came out in, like, 94, I think, and I would have been 12. And so in junior high, and then going into high school, like, you know, my older sibling, who was 2 years older, was totally into him. Everybody was, and it was, you know, if you grew up in small towns and in the Midwest, and really this is small towns everywhere across the country, small towns or kids were really into him. And then even urban kids were into him. Like, kids, people everywhere were into him. He just had a very unique look. But anyway, I don't want to ramble about that. I just wanted to share this class because it really is helping me, and I'm thinking of writing him a letter, Dave Ramsey, just thanking him and talking about, you know, things I've struggled with and how this financial class is helping me with things I struggle with that aren't even financial necessarily. They're more personal. So I think it's good to thank somebody if they've really helped you in that way. This is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.